So in the Igros Kodesh, letter number, this is in volume 4, letter number 873. And this is also addressed like today's day, the 23rd day of Teves, Baruch Hashem, in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, 61 years ago, right? No, 64 years ago. Yeah, Brooklyn, yeah. I just made you younger for a few years.
It's okay. I'm still 63, though.
Yeah, okay. This is the Rebbe's writing to Dov Kahanovich. Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe says that this is a response to your letter on the sixth day of Tevis. You're asking to honor you by giving you the books of the Tzemach Tzedek, so the Rebbe says, in order that the books of that we print, Karnei HaTorah, that they, the Kohos, so that everybody can that wants it should be able to have it, we are right now organizing to provide our Sefarim, these Sefarim that we published, into a general, like in a library, which is going to be open to the public. In many cities in the Holy Land, may it be built, and also into Yerushalayim, all these above books were already sent over there, and anyone who is seeking Divrei Elokim Chayim, Chassidus, can go there to satisfy their thirst. And certainly you too will be able to drink while thirsty the holy books of the Holy of Israel and their leaders, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, and my father-in-law, Reink Poros Mishkova, is the Rebbe with gives the titles here. So the Rebbe says, I would be interested to know whether you are serving as a rabbi also in Jerusalem, and what kind of a setting time for Torah there is in your community with blessings. And the Rebbe adds the booklet for the 24th day of Tevis, which has just gone out with the public letter which belongs to it. Certainly that will interest you. So I guess this guy was asking, I guess, to have his personal set of the Tzemach Tzedek. And I think the Rebbe is telling him that, you know, there is available a set for, like in a library, for everybody's use, but probably to anybody's asking for a set, that would probably be too much. But in any event,